All right. Welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update with JT Robinson. Look at this. We got matching hats. I like this. Right. Very good.
The crushy bill is where it's at.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, dude. You can totally. Mine's not the crush. Mine must be the stiff one, I think. Wow. So yours is nicer for sure. Oh, yeah. Dude, I cannot. No. Way too. I love it. Okay, so, you know, we had a winter storm warning today that proved to be a dud, pretty much. How's the snow conditions out there? And a two-part question. And then, you know, we've got another storm coming in this weekend. So what does that storm look like?
Yeah, so this storm did kind of peter out a little bit, but it didn't peter out on the winds. Mm-hmm. We got a little less snow totals than we were hoping for, but we did get some. But the wind was the major factor, big, huge winds with this one and, coming mostly like, west, southwest, northwest, but, swirling around a ton in the mountains. So you're going to get like the classic wind loading off the ridges that you would expect. But then we were seeing a lot of like cross loading and swirling around with the wind too. So it may have, loaded up some slopes that you may or may not even expect in like mid and lower elevation to a certain degree, but it would have been nice. What's kind of still holding out a little bit, like it might start clearing tonight, but if we can get a little bit more snow out of this thing, that would really be helpful.
And at what elevation do you think that would drop down to?
Well, you get the big winds you'd expect at the upper elevations on the ridge lines, and then down in the mid elevations, like 8,000 to 7,000-ish world, you're going to see cross-loading. Like I was spent my whole day down there today, and we had plenty of wind coming down, some cross-loading, swirling in funky directions and stuff. So I'd be on a lookout for it at all the elevations, the way it was pumping and swirling around today. And then, like you mentioned before, we've got some cold and clear and then another storm coming after that. But we've got 2 days, seemingly tonight, tomorrow morning, where it's going to clear out. And then Wednesday, Thursday, cold and sunny, which we'll want to keep looking out for wind slabs. Wind slabs tend to last 24 to 48 hours ish. And so we'll want to look for the wind slabs when we go out there, but then start to look for surface hoar formation in those cold and clear nights, those next two nights. Because then, like you mentioned, that next storm comes in. So if we get some surface hoar to stick around on the surface and that new stuff comes in on top of that, then you've got another problematic grain with a persistent weak layer grain type. Which, if you remember, they just took it off today for this Valentine's Day PWL layer that was manifesting as solar crust and surface, solar crust on the solars, melt freeze crust, I mean, and then surface hoar on the polars. But that's kind of, it dropped off the forecast today. But, you know, we've got this new snow with the wind slabs, and then if we get 2 days of cold and clear, we'll have more surface hoar formation on top and faceting and stuff like that on top. So we want to make sure we keep an eye on that, because when that next storm comes in over the weekend, that's what it's going to lay on top of.
So it's potentially a second PWL coming in.
Perhaps. It depends. Like, that's always the classic answer when it comes to avalanche world, is it depends. So we've got those two forecasted sunny days with cold, clear nights. And that's usually when we form surface hoar. But if you can get some wind to knock it over or some warmer temps to melt it out, then maybe it's not as prevalent when the new storm comes in. But as we noticed with that last one over Valentine's Day, when we got a new load on that, it manifested a little more in Salt Lake seemingly than with us in Ogden, but it was still showing up here too. And what we found with that surface hoar there is maybe up in the upper elevations, it got knocked over by some wind, but where it was sheltered and cold, it stayed in those little pockets down lower. And so we've been kind of hunting that on the Monument Ranch and a few of the other places I work around here with Weber and stuff. We've been hunting that lately to see how that's coming together, because it was still lurking, but like I noticed today that the UAC dropped it for the Ogdenarian, is more focused on the wind slabs that are now forming today and tonight.
It seems like one issue after another here.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, right? That's why they're called layers.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on this week's update?
Nothing that comes to mind right now. I think just with those kind of winds, you want to be on extra alert going out into that, and keep your eyes peeled, because cornices and wind slabs are difficult problems to deal with. So keep your eyes peeled and look for those surface clues for wind slabs and give it a berth.
Give it a berth.
Yeah, JT, give it a wide berth.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Have a good one. See ya. Yep.
See ya. That is it for this week's Ogden Avalanche update. Find us on Instagram @OgdenAvalanche for updated information. Thanks again, JT. Cheers.